Will you pray with me? Lord, may the words of my mouth and may the meditation of all our hearts and minds be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. There's a plaque on the wall of the great golfer Arnold Palmer's office. It says, "If you think you are beaten, you are. If you think you dare not, you don't. If you'd like to win but think you can't, it's almost certain you won't. Life's battles don't always go to the stronger or faster man, but sooner or later, the man who wins is the man who thinks he can." What a great message. This morning, as I said in our announcements, we begin our three-part series, because I love three-part series, on the power of positivity, of how it is that we seek to be positive people. And part of the thinking behind this is because the last year and a half with COVID, it has been so easy to think negatively. Like that cup, it's been so easy to focus on what we have lost, missed, or suffered. And at one point, we have to choose to turn the manure of all that negativity into the beauty of a flower of positivity. And so we're going to look for 3 weeks, minus next week when Bill Lazarte is preaching for me, as I will be in our first full day with junior high campers, and so excited Aiden will be there, and Jordan Donahue and Jordan Donahue's cousin. But I picked 1 week that I get to stay at camp instead of preaching. But then the 2 weeks after that, we're going to be looking at the power of positivity, how we turn these negativities into positives. And to give you a heads up, today we're going to be looking at where our focus and position is. In 2 weeks, we're going to be talking about the people around us and the influence they have. And then the final week of July, we are going to be looking at attitude, in particular with gratitude. Okay? So that's where we're going. So let's jump on and go. And this morning we begin with that idea of focus and position. Now let's think about photography, digital cameras. What's one of those things that's wonderful about a digital camera is being able to choose where you are focusing the picture on, right? In particular now with phones, because it's not even just how you position the camera and adjust it, but you just take your finger and you say, "Oop, I want to focus on Paul. Oop, I want to focus on Margie. Oop, I want to focus on Tammy," right? Where you point it, it's going to focus. And a lot of times outside of that, you can get some out of focus. You can get some really cool pictures, right? Where one thing's in focus and everything is intentionally out of focus to be able to put your eye on that one thing. But you pick where you focus. So this morning, we look at that idea and wondering, where is the center of our focus? Because that is the first step in being a person who is a positive person, who is choosing to be that glass half full instead of half empty, is where our focus is. What part of that glass are we focusing on? That which we have or that which we do not have? Well, in our scripture, what do we get told by Paul? And here I just did one verse, and some people might think, why just one verse? Because I want to focus in right on the message of Philippians 4:8. "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." Did anybody hear if something is against you? If something is missing? If something isn't right? then think about this? Absolutely not, right? Think about the things that are true and pure and praiseworthy. Think about the things that are good. Why? Because this is in our power, isn't it? God knows that we can choose where we focus, that we can choose to look at the losses or the gains, what we've missed or what we've achieved. So how is it as we look at the scripture that we do just that, that we choose to focus on what God desires for us to focus on? Because focus determines our reality, doesn't it? The reality is based on where we are focused. Isn't that the point of the saying on Arnold Palmer's plaque? Where we are focused and the initial thinking we have bases so much of what happens. Well, let's look for a minute at a story in the Bible. Oh my goodness, trying to pick which story shows what seems like a negative and God turns into a positive was almost impossible to pick between because there are so many. I would challenge you to just open your Bible and most likely you're going to find a page where God turned something negative into a positive. Well, the one I chose to focus on was good old Joseph. Joseph, who was the favored child, right? Joseph, who was given the coat of many colors. And his brothers, did they turn a negative into a positive? They did not like their brother, and it was a positive. The brother was gone, right? Just kidding. That's not the point. But Joseph, thrown into a pit, enslaved, thrown into jail, these are all negatives. He could think, I have the worst luck, the worst life, and the worst people around me if he wanted to. But we never hear that out of Joseph. We don't hear the complaining. We don't hear the grumbling. We don't hear the woe as me. But we see Joseph making the most out of every situation. I don't know about inside of the pit, but when he was a slave, he worked as hard as he could. When he was in jail, he interpreted dreams and helped other people. And then, when he came into Pharaoh's house, what did he do? But with his dream and its interpretation, he set Egypt up and eventually his family to be able to survive a famine because of the work that he did and the faith that he had in God. He took what could have been a negative, what could have been a place of giving up and throwing his hands up, but turned it into a positive in the impact that he had. So how do we seek to do the same? One of my favorite authors by the name of Brené Brown. If you have not read Brené Brown, pick up Brené Brown because she is amazing. But she is quoted as saying, "You either walk inside your story and own it, or you stand outside your story and hustle for your worthiness." Do I need to repeat that? You either walk inside your story and own it, or you walk outside your story and hustle for your worthiness. Joseph owned his story. Joseph walked within it and owned it and made the most of it. Are we owning our stories? Are we owning who we are, standing within our stories and making the most of it? Because when we do that, we are people who stand tall, who stand proud, and who stand with faith in the God who created us and is walking with us. Because that's one of the biggest factors in focusing on the positive, is being able to see where God is, how God is working, and when we cannot see God, to have faith that God is working and has a plan for us, right? Because what does Jeremiah 29:11 say? "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." God says, "I have plans, And if you go back into Philippians, it says, I have a plan and I will be faithful to complete it in you. God says, I've got it if you have faith in it. So how is it when it seems like we are walking in the fire? How is it that we move ourselves out of the fire? Because that's the other one. Is not just our focus of where we are looking, but the position that we're standing in. Sometimes if we find ourselves in a negative place, grumbling and moaning and complaining and seeing what is without instead of what we have, maybe what we need to look at is where we are standing, where we are, and to see if we take a step in any direction and move us out of the position and the situation that we are in, will that help move us out of a place of negativity and want and need? We don't have to be in the fire. We don't have to be feeling the heat. We can move out of it. Of course, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would say, if you find yourselves in the fire, just dance with the Lord, right? It's a matter of where we are and seeing if we can move our focus or our position to get us into a place where we can be praising instead of moaning. If there's anything this last year has taught us, is about how to try to stay positive in the most trying of times. You see, the God who moved Joseph out of the pit and into the palace will be the source of our movement from darkness to the dawn if we just have faith to focus on him. I so realized with this that we needed the song, we've a story to tell the nations, right? And the darkness will turn to dawning and the dawn day to noonday bright. Come on, somebody help me. I had it. Number 569 in your hymnals. Pick them up. I was trying to see how many people would look for a hymnal when they aren't there. But we've a story to tell the nations. And what is that story? The darkness will turn to dawning, and the dawning to noonday bright. Why? Because of God's love for us, God's presence in us, God's ability to move us, and God's ability to see the greater picture of where we will end up and how we will get there through faith. My friends, let us seek to be the positive light, especially for those who are around us in darkness, to be the one that seeks to turn the negative into a positive, that seeks to be the one that looks on the bright side and what is capable of being put into the glass with that empty space. It'll make a difference not only in us, but in those around us. So my friends, will you pray with me? God, we give you thanks, for you are a mighty God with a mighty plan for each and every one of us. You know that we will get through. You know that we will have what we need. And even when we don't know it, you do. Help us, Lord, to not be people of negativity, but to be people of positivity. To be the people that are uplifting those around us. For as the saying goes, to raise one part of the boat raises the whole boat. And so we know that we have the power through you to lift up all of those around us, to make life easier and brighter and more hope-filled because of what we bring with the focus of our eyes and heart and the position of where we are. May we do this all through you and the power of your Holy Spirit in us. Amen.